This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday ruled in favor of tribal hunting rights in the case Herrera versus Wyoming. Crow tribal member Clavin Herrera was fined for hunting elk, but said treaty rights protected him over the state. Indian country is waiting for the outcome of another case, Carpenter versus Murphy, involving reservation boundaries in Oklahoma. Three Arizona tribes are seeking to halt work on a project by a Canadian mining company. The Tohono O'odham Nation, the Pasquayaki tribe, and the Hopi tribe last week asked a judge to stop activities by Hudbay Minerals. The tribes say ancestral sites are being threatened by the company's plan for a large copper mine in the Santa Rita Mountains. The tribes say history is being repeated, pointing to mining in the 1980s, which destroyed grave sites. The tribes are being represented by Earth Justice, which is seeking an order to halt construction scheduled to start in August. The company told the Associated Press a delay would have significant financial costs, and the project follows public policy priorities. A bipartisan group of nine U.S. senators, members of the Committee on Indian Affairs, is requesting a Government Accountability Office investigation on Indian Health Service management, specifically involving the Dr. Stanley Weber child sex abuse case. The former doctor was convicted of sexually abusing children on the Blackfeet Reservation. Weber is also accused of sex crimes on Pine Ridge. In a letter to the GAO last week, it calls for an investigation of employee transfers and duty reassignments and other actions at IHS. The committee is raising concerns IHS management may have knowingly allowed the doctor to transfer, exposing him to more Native children. Senators recently pressed Indian Health Service officials about reforms after Weber's sentencing. At a hearing in early May, the IHS said it's moving forward on ensuring patients are protected and sexual abuse will not be tolerated. The senators want to know how Weber was able to retain his position at IHS for decades and say the investigation should not be limited to this case. Oglala Lakota Olympic gold medalist Billy Mills received an honorary degree from his alma mater, the University of Kansas, over the weekend. He was presented with the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters for improving the lives of Native Americans and lifting voices of diverse and underrepresented people. In his commencement speech, Mills talked about overcoming hardships in life, including the death of his parents. He talked about the struggle nationally with civil rights, the Vietnam War, and Native American rights. After winning the gold medal in 1964, he says he wanted to return home to create change.
The laws that were being passed to create equality for all were met with riots in our streets, deaths of civil rights activists, bombings, and assassinations. This was a direct conflict to what I had learned from my mentors, what I took from my Olympic experiences, which gave me the gift of believing in global unity through the dignity, through the character of global diversity, the future of humankind.
His humanitarian work includes advocating for Native youth.
When I look into the eyes of the youth we serve, I see dreams. And when I look into the eyes of the elders we help, I see visions. Standing here, as I look into your eyes, I see our future. You will keep me believing in dreams and miracles.
Mills was one of three people to receive honors from KU for making lasting contributions to the world. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 37 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.